shut the Hoover Dam, yeah. Well, I'm on the center line, right between two states of mind. And if the wind from the traffic should blow me away, oh, yeah. From this altitude, it will come back to you. And do you know the time, yeah? Oh, well, and all that's left of me, this slight insanity, it's on the right. I don't know if the Mississippi should wash me away, yeah. Oh, down in New Orleans, maybe someday in my dreams, well, I'd wake feeling the sweat from the Gulf in my mouth. Oh, yeah. Oh, on a carousel, I can never tell my direction, homie, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm spinning down a hole. I'm losing all control. I'm down to the center of the earth. I know, oh, yeah. I know, oh, yeah. Now, oh, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm covered up with lava, and I feel fine, yeah. It washes over me, keeps me feeling warm at night. And if you made a deal with the guy with the horns and the capes, yeah. I'll see you later. I'm standing on the edge of the Hoover Sand.
Hey, welcome.
Hey. Well, hey, good to be here.
Look, we got us a little radio station
here.
We do.
I heard it's doing really well.
And we love you. And I want to say this. You want to know what the coolest thing about being Bob Mould is?
Go ahead.
It's that everybody is interested in the next thing you do.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm serious. I mean, I can't name a whole lot of other people that people say, I'd follow that guy into the gates of hell if he wants me to. And you are one of those people. And right now, I mean, you're actually, the record's not coming out till the end of this month, Body of Song. And it's kind of, I mean, how would you describe it?
Well, I mean, I guess go back to 98 with Last Dog and Pony Show, and I just sort of told people, well, you know, I think I've had it with this electric guitar stuff. I've had it with the rock band. I want to try something different. And I took some time off. I took a different job, you know, writing the pro wrestling thing, and then came back and started delving into electronic music, which I was enjoying listening to at the time. And in 2002, I had an idea to put out three records. Modulate, which was sort of a hybrid guitar and electronics record. I took another 2 years just doing a lot of remixing and DJing and just different things. I wasn't feeling the guitar at all in 03. And then beginning of 04, came back and started working on some guitar loops and just ideas and adding that to some of the electronic things I was doing. And then it started to take shape. In the middle of 04, I really saw what I was supposed to be doing, and then just sort of tightened up the ideas. And here we are with Body of Song, which is a little different than it was supposed to be, but it's close.
What kind of affirmation means the most to you as far as your music goes?
Well, like you said, that people are still interested. I mean, I'm pretty grateful for that. You know, 26 years into this thing, it means a lot to me. It was funny. Somebody been doing a lot of interviews, and somebody asked me about the Killers and said, "Oh, you know, it must really bother you that the Killers, you know, they've been around for 2 years and everybody wants to talk to them and, you know, you don't have as big an audience and stuff. And I just sort of said, well, you know, I said, do you think you're going to be interviewing the lead singer from the Killers in 25 years?
You think you're going to be interviewing them next fall? Are you kidding me?
Sort of. I mean, they're a good band, but it's the, you know, it's a different day and age for you.
It's so true. Well, and that's the thing, is it's like I think it's not necessarily the most natural progression for you to have gone sort of an electronic route from what maybe people have known of your music before. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it was something that you were listening to, and then you just thought, what? I now I got to try this.
Yeah, I you know, being in New York in the late 90s, you know, the New York club scene was huge at the time. You know, the big dance clubs were all the rage. And, you know, you had people like Deep Dish and Paul Van Dyke and Sasha and Digweed. You know, every week, you know, 4,000, 5,000 people going to see these guys spin. You couldn't get away from that music in New York. I mean, there was also, you know, the hip-hop R&B stuff.
Right.
But that wasn't really keeping my attention so much. It was just everywhere that I went in New York, and it got into my head, and I started hearing things about it that I liked more than another indie rock band, because the late 90s were brutal for guitar music.
They were.
It had eaten itself, and I wasn't interested.
Yeah.
So, you know, I heard what other people, you know, Junkie XL and people were, you know, Basement Jack, Daft Punk. There was so much interesting stuff going on that I just couldn't really be bothered with. You know, I mean, I would still listen to Modest Mouse, or, you know, before they were a jam band. And,
right.
And then, I loved them. I loved them years ago. What happened?
I don't know. I could ask that question about so many. Well, how about if we get you to play another song? What would you like to play? Play something new for us. How about?
I could do that. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I can't remember how to play it. All right, I'll play something. What is this? Paralyzed, which is off the new record, I guess. Obvious display, the feelings that have dissipated, and I don't have a clue where to start. You wouldn't let me near you, so I set up for that fear that you'd be happy with me 6 feet in the ground. Now I will crash when your mood defeats me. Circle of trash rolls around beneath me. I feel paralyzed most every time you come around to meet me. Stuck in a place that I don't remember. Was it Sunday or last November? I feel paralyzed most every time you come around to meet me. Emotions vaporize, they disappear before my eyes. I wish for things that sadly have come true. So if I tried to make it right, and if I found my appetite, I'd eat away at all the pain I seem to bring to you. Yeah, I will crash when your mood defeats me. Circle of trash rolls around beneath me. I feel paralyzed most every time you come around to meet me. Stuck in a place that I don't remember. Was it Sunday or last November? I feel paralyzed most every time you come around to meet me. When your mood defeats me, circle of trash rolls around beneath me. I feel paralyzed most every time you come around to meet me. Stuck in a place that I don't remember. Was it Sunday or last November? I feel paralyzed most every time you come around to meet me. I feel paralyzed most every time you come around.
You know, I feel like the queen sitting here at my command performance or something. Onward, Bob. So, all right. So, Bob, that was Paralyzed. That's from the new record,
yep.
Body of Song, which will be out in stores July 26th. Mm-hmm. And, Bob, okay, let's go back. Let's take you back. Why did you want to start playing music in the first place?
The first music I can remember is hearing the soundtrack to Around the World in 80 Days when I was about 3 years old. And I don't know, music was sort of a magical thing for me. It blocked the rest of the noise in my life at the time out as a child, and it made me happy, and it seemed to calm things and make other people around me happy. I started playing piano when I was like 5 or 6. My grandmother used to care for a woman who had been hit by lightning.
What?
And
I laugh. I'm sorry.
I know. It's just like, where did that come from? But so she was a caretaker for this woman, and in the house was a grand piano. And I used to just, I'd listen to music, and I'd sit down, and I would be able to sort of copy it. And so I'm very self-taught, and did that for like 4 or 5 years. I had a little band that did a talent show thing when I was like 10 in grade school, and that didn't work out so well, but. As I got older, I got into sports, and then, you know, when I started hearing about the Ramones and New York Dolls and stuff like that, I started picking up those records, and that made me want to play music. And that was probably in like 76, 77, and that's just where it went from there. It seemed like the natural thing to do. I was going to school out here at McAllister at the time, and Husker Du started up as soon as I got out here. We put that together, and it just, you know, I tried to juggle the two, and the band won out finally.
And for all those reasons that you just said that you started, your interest in music, I mean, have they withheld the test of time? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Do you think they still drown out the other things in your life that need drowning?
Yeah, it's funny. It does quiet things in my life. I think the thing that I've realized as I get older, and I think it's a little scary, and it weirds some people out, and they ask like, oh, are these songs about specific things? I'm like, well, yeah, but a lot of these songs are predicting the future. It's not so much that you're writing about the past, but a lot of times I feel like I'm, you know, creating my own destiny.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like you write a song, you know, it's like self-fulfilling prophecy.
Sure.
You do it, and then, you know, you say it, and then it happens, and you're like, oh, that's right. I did say that, didn't I?
I think it's awfully ironic as well that you should find that your music specifically is calming and, you know, quieting to you when, you know, you're a loud guy.
Well, that's it. It just drowns everything else out.
So, okay, have you ever thrown a punch on stage, or has anyone thrown a punch at you?
In Switzerland once, somebody took a big was it Switzerland or was that some punk rock show in America? I got a bunch of my lip torn out once from somebody pushing a microphone intentionally into my face.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of went nuts and took after the person. There was a time in Switzerland, I remember a scene started at a club about the size of 7th Street Entry.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to take this heavy end of the jack out of the guitar and just start swinging it to keep people away. There was a lot of, I mean, in those punk rock days, there was a lot of sort of physicality. It wasn't really fun.
So if people become more civilized, I mean, you don't
yes.
expect anyone to climb on stage now.
No,
and like, okay.
I think if somebody jumped on stage now to stage dive, I would be astonished. So, he's just like, you know, it's like, you know, just because, yeah, no, it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen anymore.
Well, let's get another song.
All right.
How can I make a request? I apologize.
Sure, I can do that. Oh, while these crazy mixed up lies pulling all around, making these assumptions brings me down. You get tight-lipped, how do I know what you think? Was it something I said when I lost my mind? My temper too quick makes me blind. I apologize.
Why apologize? Why apologize? You said I'm sorry. It's your turn to look me in the eyes and apologize, yeah. Oh, so now we sit around staring at the walls. We don't do anything at all. Take out the garbage, maybe put the dishes, don't get done. Was there something I said when I lost my mind? My temper too quick makes me blind. Why, Paul, I apologize. Why,
Now, this next question, Bob, this is multiple choice, okay?
All right.
Should people, when talking about a Husker Du reunion, A, stop asking, B, be patient, or C, just get over it?
Get over it. Yeah. Stop asking and get over it.
I mean, honestly, you know, I guess, again, we come back to the whole thing. People are always interested in the next thing you do, and I don't think anybody feels like you have to repeat what you've already done, and You obviously don't feel like you need to either.
Yeah, I mean, it's been funny. It's... Again, when talking, you know, people asking a lot of questions again this year, and I think a lot of it's got to do with the Pixies having had such a windfall of success with their thing, the Gang of Four being back, and Dinosaur Jr., a lot of people getting back together.
Hey.
And I'm sure with the Pixies, you know, there's a generation of kids who, you know, from Kurt Cobain name-dropping the Pixies forever, you know, never saw them and get this chance, and they think, oh, this is wonderful, it's great.
Right.
I have memories of, you know, Gang of Four I saw in 1980. You know, I saw them again at Coachella this year, and I thought they were okay.
Mm-hmm.
They were good. I mean, they're better than the bands that sound like them, for sure. I still think, you know, but they you know, I think it's the purity of the statement. But, it, yeah, with Husker Du, it's unique because I think that band was so visceral and so young,
mm-hmm.
and it was so much about that rites of passage in the 20s. And I, you know, I've left all that way behind.
Well, what do you suppose, I mean, where do you suppose, if you could even describe it, where is the romance that people have with the retelling of the Minneapolis music scene of the 80s?
Because I think it was really compelling characters. I think, you know, with myself and Grant and Paul and Tommy, and there was like, you know, and Dave and everybody, you know, it wasn't a bunch of faceless guys just making corporate rock. It was people who had very strong opinions and strong personalities, and that does make for compelling stories.
Right.
And when people read, you know, they read about the rivalry between Huskers and Replacements, you know, it was very tongue-in-cheek. It was very fun. It was meant to be serious. It was meant to be funny.
Right.
Nobody cared. You know, we all went to the CC together. You know, it didn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and we both helped out Soul Asylum, who eventually surpassed both of us.
Absolutely.
As far as, you know, the commercial success. So You know, that's an interesting, I mean, that just in itself, you know, it's like the prodigal son, you know, the parents are fighting and the son wins. And
yep.
It's, you know, it's classic story and that's intriguing stuff.
It is. So. Now you've become a blog guy.
A bloggy.
When did you become a blog daddy, Bob?
I started blogging last January at the beginning of the year for a couple reasons. I had a lot of friends that were doing it. And
if all your friends just jumped off a cliff, would you do that too, Bob?
Depends. If there was a soft landing,
yeah.
I would do it, and everybody's out of the way. Now, I have a fear of heights, so I wouldn't do it anyways.
Okay.
But it was interesting. It just seemed like a way to speak to people directly. And you know, I've been a pretty private person my whole life, and I just thought, well, why not start sharing little bits of what I am and who I am and what I do? And it's gotten very interesting reactions from people. I mean, I'm careful, you know, before I post anything, I look at it and go, am I making a fool out of it? Am I hurting anybody?
Right.
And am I saying too much? And if either of those happen, I edit it. But some people are like, I don't want to know that you go grocery shopping, or, you know, it's just like, it's like they have this, you know, impression that I'm, you know, that I have like a,
that you're stage, you know, diving,
or like a minion of, you know, people who run around and, you know, lick my stamps and pay my bills for me and stuff. I'm like, no, yeah, I have a pretty normal life, actually.
Do you find that this is a place for you to be more political than you ever were musically?
Because it's the written word. I sort of look at it like, you know, it's like a newspaper or a magazine where I can edit. It's editorial.
Yeah.
It's complete editorial. And, you know, music is music. Politics informs how I perceive my music or deliver my music. It doesn't necessarily inform my music. Like I have to be political, like, you know, like Arlo Guthrie or something. And so the blog is good for that. I can speak out a little bit more and you know, do some research and think about what I'm saying before I say it. And it works out really good.
How about you play one more song for us?
Sure. I'm gonna check my
you
close enough.
Listen, there's music in the air. I heard your voice coming from somewhere, but look how much we've grown, yeah. Well, I guess I should have known, yeah. All right, as years go by, they take the toll on you. Think of all the things you wanted to do, yeah. All the work we suggested today, yeah. That's a long time ago. Say goodbye. Are you ready? I know don't choose to care. If you want me to go, you should just say so. Yeah. Ooh, ah.